Welcome to Between the Lines, a time such as this, where hosts David and Jonathan dare to dive deeply and unravel the mysteries of end-time prophecy. Join us as we explore the past, present, and future of prophetic events that have and will shape our world. Without further ado, our hosts, David and Jonathan.
Do you ever look up into the sky and ponder if there's anything, any meaning to all the vastness and all the celestial lights and planets? If you didn't, you wouldn't be human. Let me tell you a very old story and then explain why everything up in the sky at different times can pertain to you if you're paying attention. In Genesis 1, when God creates the sun, moon, and the stars in the sky, he then commands that they serve as signs and for season and for days and for years. If you take the Hebrew word for seasons, moed, it translates to an appointed time, a fixed set time or season, clearly defining the physical seasonal changes of summer, winter, spring, and fall, defining a period of time. But when you examine the Hebrew word for sign, auth, that one is defined as a signal, a physical or figurative indicator, such as a flag, beacon, or monument, an omen, a portent or prodigy that points to a future event or divine intention. God said, "Let them," referring to the celestial lights and planets, "be for signs and then for seasons." Signs first, obviously emphasizing the spiritual necessity of signs first and foremost. This is God commanding humanity to watch the celestial bodies. For if you have read his book and then you watch the sky, he has truly given you a divine insight into future events and impending tribulations. That is, if you're awake and looking at the signs he's so boldly displayed and told you to watch. Sadly, most of humanity has never read God's book, and most of the church has been lulled asleep by false teachings, such as the "No Man Knows the Day and the Hour" sermon, causing many to almost consider watching for the signs as forbidden. If you have read your Bible, you understand that when Christ said, "No man knows the day and the hour," he was clearly speaking of one of two separate events, most likely both, as the Bible deals in duality of meanings on many topics. The first event Christ most likely speaking of is the rapture of the church, and the second is his actual day and hour of his return. He's not speaking in general, telling people not to look for the signs of the times. It'd be contrary to the word of God. God says, "Let them be for signs." And specifically speaking, watching for seasons and signs does not produce an exact day and hour result. Truly, the day and the hour is known only to the Father. But he's saying, watch for the season. You might know the month or the basic time frame that this is going to happen in, but only the Father knows the day and the hour. The biblical book of Revelation, specifically chapter 12, verses 1 through 5, describe an event that would be seen in the sky in the last days. Verse 1, "And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. On September 23rd, 2017, this great sign appeared in the sky. A virgin, the constellation Virgo, pregnant, symbolized by the planet Jupiter, which had been within her womb area for 42 weeks. What are the odds of the planet entering the womb area and remaining for the exact gestation period of a human child? Astronomical. She was clothed with the sun, meaning the sun was positioned within the constellation, just as stated in Revelation 12, and the moon was at her feet. Additionally, in the days leading up to September 23rd, she became crowned with the nine stars of Leo, joined by the planets Venus, Mars, and Saturn, making a crown of 12 stars, with the king star of the constellation Leo being in the center. This alignment is specifically as the prophecy of Revelation 12 had predicted. There have been times every few hundred years when this similarly comes about, but never, never in the perfect rendition that it was on September 23rd of 2017. After the constellation, in its full perfect form, came together, and the planet, Jupiter, stayed in the womb for 42 weeks. On the 23rd of September, Jupiter, the child, exited her womb between her feet, where the great dragon, the constellation Drago, a 17-star constellation. Imagine that. Seven heads and 10 crowns. Just as the prophecy stated, was positioned to devour the child. A sign in the heavens? Are you awake? Did you notice? God said to be watching. While most of the world did not, Google it. Your AI will confirm that this sign appears to fulfill the prophecy of Revelation 12 perfectly. And if you're not spiritual or religious, maybe receiving insight from a computer will help you realize that everything around you is aware of God, even if you're not. Now let's go one step deeper. This was not the first time this sign had appeared in its perfect form. In 3 BC, at the birth of Christ, it had also appeared. But then in this instance, in 3 BC, the child, Jupiter, did not exit from the womb. It rose up to the king star in the constellation Leo and circled it three times, signifying deity, the kingship of the Trinity. Following the events of 3 BC, the Savior of the world was born, Jesus Christ. And through his ministry, his death and resurrection, he made the perfect sacrifice so that all that call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. The sign in the heavens on 3 BC announced the Messiah was coming. Now let's discuss exactly what the sign in the heavens that appeared on September 23rd, 2017 represented, that possessed the exact specifications mentioned in Revelation 12. What has it pronounced to the world? The woman virgin is Israel, God's chosen, and the child is Christ, who is God, born of the virgin, who in 3 BC ascended after his ministry up to God. But this time, the dragon is poised to attempt to devour the child, signaling the final conflict where Antichrist attempts to subjugate the entire human race along with his chosen. A terrifying omen that God has, in his mercy, given you time to prepare yourself for. That is, if you're awake and watching. The statement in the sky The billboard God has placed in the sky is this. The 16-year countdown to the end of days has begun, and the consecration of the millennial temple is at hand. The proverbial countdown to the end of days. Do you understand what he was showing you? That's exactly what the statement on the billboard in the sky would have been had God decided to spell it out in plain language. And if you know your Bible, you also now realize from what I'm telling you that the tribulation period, the seven most catastrophic years of mankind, takes place within this timeline. But what's this with a 16-year countdown? Everything is written in God's Word. You can go to God's Word and find the application for everything. God is a merciful and long-suffering Father who always gives humanity ample time to wake up and repent of their ways. On countless occasions, it's written within His Word to watch for the signs and seasons, foretelling world events, divine judgment. Jesus Himself even chastised a group of men, saying, "And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but ye cannot discern the signs of the times." That was Matthew 16:3. He's basically saying to them, the Messiah that you have been expecting for hundreds of years is here. There were many signs. You didn't even realize that I had arrived. Sadly, that generation that slept through Christ's birth missed the boat, as to say. Wake up. The prophets had written of many signs of the season of Christ's birth. Not the day and the hour of the season. Even the celestial star Bethlehem was mentioned in countless verses. But that event passed with only outsiders recognizing the event and searching for the King of the Jews. His children were asleep, just as we all are now. Doesn't that seem odd to you? Outsiders from distant lands came looking for the King of the Jews because they were watching the signs, and all of his countrymen were busy about their day-to-day lives. Didn't even notice. I hope that's ringing true to you. Maybe you'll think about your spiritual awareness. The 16-year countdown, as announced by the celestial sign of September 23rd, 2017, ushers in an exact mirror of the temple rebuilding of 536 BC. Children of Israel had been carried away into Babylon 70 years earlier. There's a new king in Babylon, one that God had prodded. It was now commanded by King Cyrus that Jerusalem once again belonged to the Jews. The children of Israel were sent back to Jerusalem from captivity in Babylon to rebuild the temple of the Lord. This happened in 536 BC. And the foundation of the temple was laid immediately with great jubilation. They were so excited. And then construction suddenly came to a halt. Most of the people began to be concerned primarily with day-to-day life, basically falling asleep to the ways and purpose of God. It was 16 years before the temple construction began again. Where are you at in your spiritual walk? Are your day-to-day duties and things that you want to accomplish become your primary focus? Have you forgotten, Christian? God said, watch for the signs of the times. They don't catch you unaware. In September 2017, it was announced by the American president, Donald Trump, that the capital of Israel was moving from the city of Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, and America would recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. This has been a long-contested taboo, condemned by most of the nations of the world because Jerusalem was considered to belong to all the different religions. How can we let the Jews just have it for themselves? In fact, every president of the United States, beginning with Jimmy Carter, had promised to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. But they could never deliver on their promises. The Bible says in the last days, the seat, the power of David would return to Jerusalem. Clearly prophesied that that would be the capital of the Jewish nation. These other presidents couldn't deliver because it wasn't God's time. The season hadn't arrived. The events of September 23rd, 2026, under the celestial sign of Revelation 12, fulfilled the prophecy of the capital of Israel returning to Jerusalem. There is the spiritual foundation for the temple to be rebuilt in one day, just as King Cyrus had edicted, his edict established in one day. Do you remember the jubilation in Israel all over the news? They even stamped the national coin with King Cyrus on one side and Donald Trump on the other. And all they talked about was now they can rebuild the temple. Well, 8.5 years have passed since that moment of jubilation at the returning of Jerusalem to the Jews, and still no temple. Just as they did in 536 BC, they began to be more concerned with everyday life and lost their way to the ways of God, to the signs that were given. The Jews will rebuild the third temple very soon, just as the Bible says will happen during the first half of the tribulation period. But there's a little scriptural twist in the story this time around. Differing from the 16-year timeline of 536 BC, this sign in the heavens in September of 26 does not mark the building of the third temple. It clearly marks the cleansing of the temple at the end of days and the consecration of the millennial temple, where the Bible says Christ will rule the nations for 1,000 years.
Stay tuned for more prophetic revelations with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, A Time Such as This, right after this short break.